On the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem riding on the back of a donkey, several Greeks asked Philip, the disciple, if they could see Jesus. Philip asked Andrew, and both gave the request to Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Where do we find Jesus? It is not in the historical relics, even if those artifacts were touched by him. It is not walking the same roads he traveled, just like following the route of the Oregon Trail as we drive along Interstate 80 does not give us the experience of seeking a new home in a distant frontier. We find Jesus as the one who died to pay the price of our sin. His death brings us life. Because of his death, we are declared holy and righteous in the Father's sight. Did the Greeks who desired to see Jesus truly understand the meaning of his sacrifice on Good Friday? Yet, there on the hill outside the gates, we see Jesus. May our Lord grant us faith to recognize our salvation is by grace alone for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Amen.